Please sigh, goddamn shark. This
how about a little theme tune, Neos?
Bienvenido a Watch Out. Dios mío, es muy genial.
What?
Hay muchas cosas divertidas por todos. Presentado por Saigon. Disfrutan videojuegos y cines, chistes, pero hablan de chistes. Todos en casa están diciendo, oh Dios mío, qué gracioso. O dentro de los miércoles, hablan bien y no nos gustan. Entrevistan en una forma amable cuando supiste que él soltó. Lógica, no lo tenemos. Madres, no está aquí. Virginidad, tu madre.
Sí.
Es un podcast y programa.
Sí.
Pero solo chiste pene.
Sí.
Porque no venía a escuchar.
Sí.
Al sonido increíble.
Yeah, your voice is so beautiful.
Whoever did that was really fucking cool.
Yeah, thank you. I've been practicing.
That was awesome. Bienvenidos a Watch Out! Yo soy Sci Guy. Today, he's joined by Kerboffer.
I synchro summon a podcast!
Dr. Davy Crockett!
Oh, the single C?
Liz!
Duh.
Martin!
How about little help, Neos.
Shady Box!
That thing really takes the cake.
And hey, it's that Sean!
Superman!
Well,
and he probably ate it, too!
Well, we're supposed to have Dirk in here, but it's not happening for him.
Wait, we're having Dirk Diggler in here?
Yes, that's right. That's
Dirk Diggler.
We're having a Diplick. Can I catch
Dirk,
it?
Dirk Nukem.
Oh, no.
It's not happening. It ain't inviting him. It's
It's Dirk Nukem forever.
Whatever. It's what is today? It's March 9th, 2011. Oh boy, ad. Okay, there. Dirk! Holy crap!
Dirk Nukem.
Hooray.
Okay, and special guest Dirk!
Wow.
Who draws Paradigm Shift.
What?
Dirk? Dirk.
This is the best interview ever.
Start, everybody.
Wait, I'll just do it again.
Wow, podcast. I'm looking at the chat, and it's like junior high all of a sudden.
Yes.
Oh,
boy. Okay.
All students.
All right. Okay, Dirk. Dirk Titi from the writer and illustrator of the comic Paradigm Shift. Thank you for joining us today. It's awesome.
My distinct pleasure.
Okay,
glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Just a distinct pleasure. That's
is there any such thing as an indistinct pleasure?
Well, it's my specific pleasure that you're here.
It's my vague pleasure that he's here.
Well, okay, all right, Dirk. Not a lot of our viewers are very familiar with your work, so explain what's your comic about? What's the deal? Why do I care?
Well, I think three words, at least at first. Werewolf detective story.
I want it.
Well, that's it. I'm solved.
Done.
It basically starts off sort of like a buddy cop thing and then takes a turn for the weird. And right now I'm working on a new storyline where now it's a fugitive story, so they're on the run.
And you've been doing this for like 10, like 15, how long have you been doing this?
Oh, God. I first started the comic in 1999, so it's been going for like 12 years, almost.
Oh.
But it was sort of on and off in the beginning. I didn't really start.
Why would you commit to something? Are you insane?
Well,
on the internet, of all things.
Leave me alone. I it's like a little bug, and it sucks in my brain, and it won't let me go, so I just
it eats your brains. Take your knowledge.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, you had to get it down on paper before it was too late.
That's right. I will finish it before I die.
That's the way to go.
Bucket list.
What inspired you to draw this? What were your big inspirations?
Oh Jesus! I'm.
Jesus was your inspiration.
I'd like to thank Jesus.
I'm a big nerd. But then it was like superhero comics and like Stephen King and the Isles and like movies from the 80s, and it's just kind of like this big mishmash of like, here, a little idea here, a little idea there, and it all kind of went in a pot.
And so that way they won't know what ideas you stole.
Well, I mean, it was more like I had these characters, and then I'd like see things, and it'd remind me of something about a character, and then I'd be like, oh, but what if I did this? And but I think what really did it was probably like buddy cop movies and the X-Files. It was probably what finally kicked me in the balls and had me keep
just like this show.
put it on paper, you know.
The system. What works. What is the actual premise of your comic? Like, what is it about?
Well, essentially, it starts out with a young police detective who gets assigned to A.P. Strange maulings, and then she starts developing symptoms. So, what starts off looking like this kind of crime thing then turns into supernatural. So it's got like elements of, oh, some no way maybe they're doing the killings.
And Dirk is coming to us on his phone, so we're having a little bit of technical difficulty. So if he lags out, just...
I believe the comic was originally called Paradigm of, which is under a different keyboard key.
And Martin is coming from... We're all coming from phones, actually, is what's going on.
I'm going through a tunnel.
Okay, so I'm really bad drunk right now. I hope you guys can hear it, because it's really fun.
Hey, guys, look at the keys. Look at the keys, goddammit.
Oh, my God, keys.
Oh, Dirk. Dirk is like, what was I thinking? This is the worst idea.
Okay, no, so you've been doing this since 98, 99, you said? That's right, I've been doing it. I first started posting it on the interwebs in about March or April of 1999. I actually can't remember the exact date. Okay. Sad, because
my
I don't
remember of
my
the
anniversary.
Was like... impossible to get like images online until like 05, when it was much easier to just for everybody to just put stuff on the internet like that. I mean, like, when it became prevalent where anybody and their mom could do a webcomic and everybody has a DeviantArt account and people could just put their stuff easily online, was that difficult or strange for you when you had been doing it for, you know, like 5 or 6 years already? Or
yeah, I'm kind of a late adopter to a lot of that stuff too, and even then I'm not super active. I mean, I started the website, hell, I was doing website stuff for a living anyway, so I just was like, well, I'm doing websites and I have a comic I want to draw, and I'll just put my comic on the web. And it wasn't until later that I realized there was even like webcomics. Woo, webcomics, huh? And eventually I started meeting other webcomics people, but I started out just because, hey, I'm doing a comic and I do the web, and I'll put them together.
Do you feel a kind of a sense of like purity that you weren't like, I'm going to make a webcomic too, I'm going to jump on the boat or whatever? You just kind of did it because that was kind of how you got to it, like, naturally? Do you feel kind of a sense of pride in doing that compared to, you know, anybody that just feels like making one now?
I suppose, but on the other hand, I've seen like so many people like just completely take off since I started. I mean, I've gone through like, I think I've watched like 3 or 4 generations basically of like, oh wow, there's the like big web comic, and like, where the hell did they come from? And now they're making all sorts of money. What did I do wrong?
Welcome to my life.
Yeah.
What every day.
Is your comic about video game jokes?
No, it isn't.
There's your problem.
That's what you did wrong.
No, I basically just said, well, you know, I want to do this graphic novel, and I'm going to put it on the web. And, you know, the web is not exactly designed for long-form stories, but you know what? I just run with it anyway. So,
no, you know what?
I got no complaints. It's done relatively well. So.
Yeah. So the name of your comic is Paradigm Shift, and before Final Fantasy XIII, which I'm guessing has ruined the name now completely.
Well, not entirely. I'm still number 2 on Google.
Oh, okay.
Paradigm Shift, so it really hasn't ruined everything, but I do get people at cons who like come up and they're like the Final Fantasy? I'm like, no.
No, you don't press it and then makes it boring. Yeah.
Like, so we're hey, Paradigm Shift, just like Final Fantasy. Get out.
Get out forever.
We had a friend who doesn't come on the show much often, but he has a character named Titus, And as soon as Final Fantasy X came out, he pretty much just abandoned that character completely because he was so tired of people of having to just deal with that. So
yeah,
right, right. I mean, yeah. And then there was the comedian and all that. So yeah, that name is just ruined. It's too bad.
So where did you hear this, and why did you decide to make it the title? Because before your comic, I had never even heard the phrase before.
I knew of it as it was from like history of science stuff. It was basically like, well, when you've got like one model of the world or one like scientific theory that gets replaced by another one, that's a paradigm shift. So like when Newtonian mechanics was replaced by the theory of relativity for gravity, like that was a paradigm shift.
Okay.
So tell people in the future, no, I didn't rip off Final Fantasy 13. I ripped off real life.
Yeah.
And real life is looking for that royalty check.
And it was even before they really started using it a lot for like business shit too. It was just like, well, I've got, okay, so it's like a paranormal thing, and I've got a character who becomes a werewolf, and oh, I'm going to change genres, so I think this will be a good name.
That actually kind of reminds me of something, like your story name, Liz?
Mm-hmm.
Copacetic? Yep. I never heard that until you wanted to name it for your
Read
story.
Read more
yeah,
books.
The word copacetic is, it's, you know, obviously you guys all know what it means if you don't. It dates back to the 1920s-ish. It's when it started being used widespread. It's like, it means everything's okay, everything's fine, you know, it's everything's straight. Kind of like it was the word for the time there. And I only use that as a comic title because when I was starting to draw a lot when I was in high school, and my favorite history teacher, Mr. Denton, was teaching us about the 1920s, 30s, 40s, stuff like that, and he was my favorite teacher of all time ever. If you guys have ever had a teacher that's influential, you know what I mean? And he would encourage me to draw, and I actually got extra credit for like making comics about history stuff on the back of my tests and stuff, so I decided to name the comic I would draw ever. If I ever actually ended up doing a comic, it would be called Copacetic, because that was his favorite word, and da-da-da-da, so, yeah.
Yes, it reminds me of that.
Yep.
I just remember the word from there was like a song in the 90s, like keep it copacetic, and it was
like
always on the radio.
Don't get it, you keep it copacetic.
And I don't read
That's
books.
The one.
So,
that's the one.
Yeah.
That was from the radio. It wouldn't leave you alone. Back when like people listened to the radio. I mean, it's like the dark ages, but you know. I remember that song. I came of age in the 90s. I'm an old man.
How old are you?
I'm 35.
Oh, okay, cool. So we're all like young whippersnappers compared to you then.
I know.
Well, you know, I mean, as far as the internet's concerned, I'm ancient.
Oh, no, you're not ancient.
I'm technically a sperm in this conversation.
Well, in internet time, it's like, you know how dog years, there's like internet years?
Yeah, that's true, mm-hmm. That's true.
It's like super sped up.
Hey, yeah, Dirk, so I have a question. Did your website just go down?
Why? Did you guys kill my site? Thanks a lot.
Possibly.
I think Anonymous did it while we were doing the interview.
Yes. Damn it, Anonymous.
From Neos.
No, it works. It's up.
With a little help from Neos.
It does? Yes.
See if my new web server is worth its salt. Huh?
I get by with a little help from Neos.
What in the hell does that mean? All
right.
Oh my god,
I am making that song for next week.
Because god damn it.
Alright, Martin, you gotta explain that.
It's not really a meme, we're just saying it a lot. But basically there's a shot at the beginning of the Yu-Gi-Oh! 3D movie where Jaden's being attacked from all sides. He's in Venice and he's on top of a building. He gets shot off the building, falls onto the ground, and then casually, while his character looks absolutely furious and he's about to die, He holds up his arms and says, "How about a little help, Neos?"
Card games!
Yep. Wait, moving on! Anyway.
See, it's funny because Chris's last name is Neosi, LOL. That is the joke.
No, actually, that wasn't the joke. We just realized that today, that it sounds like Neosi, but
it is
anyway.
Now. That is the joke.
It is the joke now, god fucking damn it!
It is now.
So what do you
How about
think?
A little brawl talk?
How about a little help, Curb?
Okay, Shady, I know you're just brimming with questions, so you get to ask anything you want.
How big?
You gotta answer, Dirk. You are required to answer by the laws of the internet.
Lay it on me.
Shady, I'm gonna get
you. How big?
Yeah,
that's the question.
Oh, how big? Oh, how big? Yeah, you know, at least, you know, 24 inches. I mean,
of course.
Call me after the show.
The real question he's asking is how does a werewolf factor into the story?
How does it? Tell me.
How does the werewolf factor? All right, well, one of the main characters becomes one, and this completely fucks up her life.
That would be a minor hindrance to, like, daily activity.
Yeah, the whole, okay, we're going to run with this. Somebody has these, well, it's kind of like a power, but it's also kind of terrible.
What power?
So, basically, this is the only weird stuff, uh-huh, as far as the comic's concerned. I'm basically kind of focusing in, okay, this is, like, how do you explain this? Like, that's why I have to build this whole, like, well, where does this all come from? And
sparkling vampires anywhere.
There's no sparkling vampires.
Or furries.
To do with the full moon. It's its own thing. And I'm sort of writing the story around it and how it affects all the characters. You know,
cool.
Obviously the main character, but, like, it has ripples. Like, the whole fun of the story is the ripples that come out of this one weird thing that, you know, almost like you go into the story backwards. It's like you start with just the result.
It's like Memento.
Kind of. Learn as the characters learn. I don't, like, throw you in on page two and, like, I'm a werewolf! Woo! So,
this is normal.
I'm a werewolf.
That's what Sonic did.
I'm gonna be king of the werewolves.
Want some chocolate?
I'm a werewolf! Woo!
Chocolate.
Yeah. I don't even run with the howling thing either. I just kind of let it be its own thing. It's like it's like this world that plays in my brain. And
you've reminded me of something too. If you've been doing this for this long, I mean, I'm sure you have, like, hundreds and hundreds of pages. But something I've noticed that sometimes webcomics will do is they'll actually go back and redo really early stuff that they just, like, they do the typical artist thing of, oh my god, it's so bad, I can't even look at it. And they'll go back and they'll, like, redraw, like, the first, like, 100 or whatever. Has that ever crossed your mind, or do you,
well,
just bother?
Well, not really, because despite the fact that I've been going for a long time, the first few years were pretty slow in terms of my output. So, I mean, there's a reason that, like, you know, Psy hadn't heard of me until, like, 2004, and even then, that was sort of the beginning of sort of my current career. So I did the whole first book in about 3 years, and it was only about 64 pages.
Okay.
And I printed it in 2003.
Uh-huh.
So, like, summer before I met Psy. And before I printed it, I went back and did some touch up for, especially, like, the first 20 pages. I re-screen toned them and did a little bit of art touch up, but I didn't, like, completely redraw it. It was just sort of,
yeah,
like,
no, that
well, I'm bringing this thing to print.
There's been a couple other cases where, like, they'll make a published book of the first however many, and then they'll go back and, like, add shading or, you know, just something basic like that.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, that first book, and especially the first 20 pages, was the learning curve there, but,
right,
you know, I didn't change anything major. I did sort of go back and tweak a couple of the faces to make them a little more consistent, and I think I touched up, like, two or three background panels that I hadn't been entirely satisfied with. But really, in the grand scope of things, it was pretty minor. Mm-hmm. It's not like I went and, like, redrew, like, the first 100 pages or anything. It's stayed pretty consistent
So it's not like you just went back and just redid everything and added, like, Dewback Riders and Imperial Walkers in the background.
No, I tried not to do the whole George Lucas thing. God damn him!
God damn him for changing his own movie.
The movie that he edited already.
So it's more of, like, why did you need to do that? It was...
Why did you need to do that? That was just bad.
Well, that's like complaining about people restoring movies.
A little help, Lucas. No, it's all right.
I'm sorry, I had to throw it in there.
Well, you know, it's one thing to change. I mean, it's one thing to change just straight visuals. You know, I'm going to touch up a thing. But to actually, like, go back and change, like, pieces of dialogue and stuff that, like, changes the feel of a film. And
made
so
a lot more improvements than you did negative.
Yeah, it's
I'm going to attack you with my fingers and not this gun that I used to have in my hand.
Yeah, that just doesn't seem... It seems to me like going against what the point of making a piece of work is, you know. You've made your piece of work, you know, move on. And
yeah, or at least just look back on it like that was the stage I was at that time, you know, like however many years ago, and there's no point in, like, trying to hide it. So that's commendable that you can just work with that, so...
Well, yeah, I mean, I view this thing as a, like, kind of, you know, a complete story arc in the end, and it's worth more, it's better to spend my time working on completing it than going back, because it takes too goddamn long as it is. I'm faster than I have ever been now, but, you know, I've had many years of practice.
Well, if book one was your cash cow and you could re-release book one with slightly different things, would you consider it?
Well, I mean, in some ways, the first three books are going to become that book one anyway, so that's the first storyline. So
with a three-book combo for only $30 at ParadigmShiftManga.com, holy crap!
I want it.
Two. I draw it, too.
Sounds awesome.
So now that we've clearly just made you, like, internet famous by having you on this podcast that three people listen to. You were talking about looking at a lot of these other artists that have really made a name for themselves so quickly compared to how long you've been doing this. Do you plan on doing things like, you know, getting artist alley tables at conventions or, you know, trying
I've been doing that. Doing that all along.
Oh, you have? Okay. Okay,
oh, yeah. I did like 18 shows last year. It was crazy.
Oh, wow.
That was like a third of my weekends. But, you know, I sold,
what are some of
like...
What are some of the ones that you usually go to?
Well, definitely every year are the San Diego Comic-Con. That's like my big one. Anime Boston, Anime Central. I'm a guest at Anime St. Louis this year. Depending on the year, I go to like shows like SPX and Mocha. Chicago Wizard World was like my first show, and I've been to that one a lot. I don't know if I'll be going this year. Last year I did New York Comic Con. I did...
Oh, wait. I might have seen you and just not known it because I went to that one.
Yeah, I was in the back in the Webcomics Row area, where they failed to give us tables and had to scramble. Tours drama! Drew drama!
Yeah, that was like the gorilla. Hey, here's a good idea. Let's fuse New York Anime Fest and New York Comic Con into one thing. This is really confusing for everybody. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it was like in two different places. And I was in the New York Comic Con side, although I've done New York Anime Fest in the years past. Right. Which, you know, it was kind of like, well, you know, it's a trip to New York. But not that I mind. I like going to New York. But, what else have I done? I'd have to, like, sit here and, like...
I'll spare you. I have a question. If you could be any type of tree, what tree would you be?
This slow over the weekend.
How about a little tree, Neos?
Why not a sequoia? They live a very long time.
Okay, all right.
Dirk.
Martin, do you have any questions? Because we haven't even heard from you.
Yeah.
Hello, question, Martin.
Huh?
LOL.
I didn't know what you said.
Said, how about a little question, Martin? LOL.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Hilarious. Gave me the bird.
My question is,
how about a little help, Neo?
No, that is not the question.
That's the mark at the end of it. I mean, what more do you want?
Yeah, okay.
Man.
So Shady or Dave. Dave, you haven't said much.
I'm brimming with answers, really.
Length or girth?
Huh?
Oh dear.
Please elaborate.
I think my question.
Tell me more.
I'll have a more legitimate question, and the question is, what are your artistic influences? What are the artistic world that has influenced your work?
Okay, yeah. I've got, of course, I mean, if you've looked through the comic, you probably tell that there's like this blend of East and West going on with it. Definitely have the manga influence. But believe it or not, I some of my earliest influences were actually like indie comics guys from like the late 80s, like Eastman and Laird, who did the Ninja Turtles, and Dave Sim, who did Cerebus. And I was like a huge like Jim Lee fan, and like Todd McFarlane back in the early 90s when they first formed Image. And then I like crashed and burned with comics and went off to college and discovered anime, which was sort of like almost a turn, because I grew up in the 80s TV shows like Robotech and Voltron and all that. And I was like, oh, there's more. And so I got all into that. And then I discovered manga through that. Then a lot of the more the influences that show up in my more modern work are, I was huge into Masamune Shirow, who did Ghost in the Shell and Appleseed and Dominion and all sorts of odd stuff. I loved his black and white stuff before he sort of went off into his color. I'm going to make posters for video games and make lots of money face. later on, I mean, there was also Katsuhiro Otomo, who did Akira. Like, if you've never seen the phone book collections of his stuff, it will blow your mind. I mean, he's got these, like, he blows up cities, literally. I mean, page after page of, like, you know, here's Neo Tokyo, and here's me blowing up Neo Tokyo, and lots of little tiny buildings and things.
So would you say you're more of a manga guy than you are an anime guy now?
Oh, in terms of, yeah, in terms of, like, artistic style, I probably take a lot of more cues from manga artists, but a lot of them are more of the old-school dudes. Okay. There's a couple of the newer guys who, like, the guys who did, the guy who drew Death Note, yeah, I'm really blanking on his name at the moment, Obata.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
he's really awesome. I love Urasawa, who did Monster and Pluto and Yowara back in the day. I haven't like, the problem with manga is it's like so long, I can't follow it.
It's an investment. I mean, like, Viz makes their bread and butter off of like giant box sets of like 50 volumes of Naruto now, so I mean,
shit, man. But it's good though, because then they can release like the more obscure things, which is, yeah, absolutely awesome.
Yeah, gotta have the kiddie stuff to get the adult stuff out there. So
that's right, man. They're whatever their premium line is, it's got some really good stuff in it, and I need to read more of it.
That said, do you like any of like the quote unquote mainstream stuff like Dragon Ball and
I've really never been that into it. I mean, to be perfectly honest, the stuff that I get into it now, I mean, I'm sure it has a lot to do with, you know, just taste changing over time. But basically, if it doesn't have like a very like detailed, well thought out story with really good characterization and stuff, I sort of lose interest pretty quick. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in fact, you know, these days I read a lot of novels. So, but I follow along with cool comics as they come out. You know, like, I think the most recent manga I read was Bakuman, was by Obata and Oba, the same guys who did Death Note. It's about comic art. It's about manga artists, and it's fascinating and kind of weird and sexist. So, you know, but you know, that's Oba for you.
But it's good. I recommend that one. That's a good one.
Yeah, it makes me realize that I could never be an actual mangaka, because they like do like 20 pages a week.
Eight pages every single week. Some, I don't know. It's like commendable and kind of scary that they can do that.
Yeah, but you know, they really do. They just give their life to it. They give their life to the manga.
Yeah.
Oh, did I just hear myself? I think I heard myself.
You did. Or you're dying. One of the two.
I just turned my mic back on.
You're not really you. You're somebody else pretending to be Dirk.
Suddenly, I'm
being Dirk Malkovich.
From above the room.
You never had your Dirk.
You never had your Dirk. All right. Well, that's pretty much. All right. That's the legitimate interview part of the show, and the other part is we say swear words and do dumb voices.
Now we start fapping at you.
And now we start fapping. So if you could just like not move. That would be great.
Move, move, like, position slightly to the left. There you go.
Okay. I see curbs on it.
Shut up. Can I talk to myself?
How about a little help, Neo?
I want to help. Now I'm done.
And we're back.
So this is the real show now. But before we get to the...
Now that we've got all the nice nights out of the way, we got to start reading porn. Sorry.
Yeah. So before we get to the...
Oh, fun with the fan fiction.
The cuss words the silly voices. Is there anything that you would like to say or maybe a question we missed out on or something?
Oh, I guess just... If you haven't had a chance to read the comic, please go check it out. See what it's all about. It's
ParadigmShiftManga.com.
You don't even. I didn't even have to say it myself.
Well, no. we'll have a link to it in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll have a link to it on the side. But yeah,
I know I'll be having a look at it.
Well, first Holy go God, to Google, type in Paradigm Shift, learn how to spell it, and then go to ParadigmShiftManga.com.
But it's what like
the T is silent.
If you can't spell paradigm, then you don't watch Star Trek.
It's like paradigm shift, I guess.
Yes. Google it.
All right. Hey, kid, it's time to some people off.
All right. I did my day. Hold on a sec. I'm trying to find. Okay. All right. Okay. Whatever.
Shut up and play the song.
Hey, kids, it's time to piss some people off.
as you can tell, we are very friendly here.
Yes. Yes, we are. Let's
You know what? Have Dirk start us off. Give him one.
I thought Dirk just wanted to like kind of be
I
in the.
I thought it was Sai's show, but you know that's just me.
Oh. Well, actually, I was gonna see if.
Sai's show. That's funny.
Oh. I'm gonna leave now.
Someone to introduce like the whole concept, and then get Dirk to draw one, to read one.
So, Martin, would you like to start us off or not?
You mean like just reading one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or unless you wanted to talk about the Yu-Gi-Oh! 3D experience.
What?
Huh?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, man?
You're lagging out for me. I can't hear.
Okay. I'm kind of curious about what you thought about the Yu-Gi-Oh! 3D movie.
I don't want to talk too much about it, but I liked it. It was good for nostalgic value. I could rant for about 2 hours about how bad the time travel aspect was, but yeah, it was fun, and I'm looking forward to making it when the DVD/Blu-ray comes out on May 30th in the UK.
Ooh.
This is the worst personal fuck you I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you, Yu-Gi-Oh! 3D movie.
Fuck you for
being so enjoyable.
Well, my favorite thing was when you were talking about like Paradox being being messed up. It was like, oh well, good thing his name is Paradox. You're like, no, it doesn't make any sense. His name should be like Negate or whatever.
His name is OC fanboy character written to fight all three U's at the same time. The end.
Let me get this straight. You went to an anime movie and were expecting, thoughtful writing.
I'm thinking this guy.
I wasn't expecting thoughtful writing from a Yu-Gi-Oh! Movie, but I would expect good writing from an anime movie because I saw Summer Wars before that, and that was amazing.
Well, yes. It's to me, when I go into an anime movie, I don't expect it, so when I get it, I appreciate it.
So you just set the bar low.
Keep him? I like him. He makes me laugh.
Can we keep him? It's up to him.
He makes me laugh. He speaks okay. Well.
Mr. Martin.
Okay. To all the assholes in my personal finance class, fuck you. I'm tired of your constant bitching about not knowing what to do when don't actually listen to the teacher. You're butting into my precious learning time that I desperately need to graduate.
I have online classes, senior project, and half an hour of biking to juggle every day, and it doesn't help that 90% of the time it's raining. I don't have time to... Who's adding contact? I don't have time to deal with your shit. Where did it go? When I'm on the verge of graduating. Grow the fuck up and use your ears and brain so I can graduate the fuck on time. I would understand if this was freshman year, because that shit's inevitable. But I swear to God that I don't believe in. If you don't straighten up your fuck shit of an act and listen, I will proceed to kill your entire family and castrate each and every one of you, maybe not the ladies, with a rusty carving knife, so you are the only one in the bloodline. I don't have fucking time for your bullshit. Sincerely, a pissed off student.
So, that was Hedonism Bot, right? That was pretty
absolutely
awesome.
I like the side notes where it's like, that I don't believe it, but like...
That I don't believe in. It's like, yes, thank you for adding that.
Dirk, that's pretty much how it goes, is people send us in anonymous emails about stuff that they're angry about, and we read them. Would you like to try one, or...?
I could probably try one.
Okay.
Where do I find these emails?
I post them in the chat, so it should...
Ah!
Yes. It's about Mega Man.
Mega Man, start with that if you
like. Does he know how to get the chat? Because obviously you have to press a button.
Yes.
Well, I am in... the Ustream chat, and I've got
the Skype chat.
The sidebar is going by like a million things.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Yeah, those people aren't important.
It's the Skype chat.
The Skype one, yeah.
Ah, okay. All right.
It starts out, "Dear Mega Man."
Can you see the chat? Yeah, I'm doing this from my iPhone, so we'll see if I can.
Oh.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh boy.
What the. Somebody has messaged me and said, "Hello, I just love you," and is trying to call me.
Well then.
Sorry, I didn't mean to send that.
I'm going to talk to you, okay.
How about a little stalker, Martin?
No. What shall I write back to them?
No.
Call me again.
Don't call me again, yeah.
Oh, good for you.
I'm in the top.
I'm gonna write. How about a little fuck?
Training
you?
Order.
A little fuck you. Yes. Yes.
All right, Dirk, you got this.
How does this work?
Did you send me a chat option? Did you?
I'm in chat. Which one is it?
No. Can you access your email from your phone? Because Si, maybe you could just email him one.
Oh, I'm in computer.
What?
Oh, he's turned into Satan.
He's transforming! Speaking in tongues. Throw beer at the problem!
I'll just,
Dirk, you can hear us from our creation.
I know, yeah. I'll be here. We'll arise.
How about a little
Sean, shut up. Sean, shut up.
God. Yes, sir.
Anyway. Dear Mega Man, really?
Oh, here we go.
Really? Why the fuck do you always go after me first? Did you need to boost your ego or something with the mean, easy pickings? I mean, I know I'm not exactly the strongest, but you... always go after me. What, are you prejudiced or something? Why not after someone else? You know what, Rocky? Fuck it. Fuck you. Fuck Dr. Light and fuck everyone else. I'm in this damn series for brighter pastures. You want to know why? You want to? Because I'm the goddamn Cutman. So piss off, Sir Cutman Esquire, the first.
That was surprisingly very suiting for Cutman. I like that.
This is getting weirder. The person now says, I love you on WeChao. Please let me talk with you. Give me shady Skype thing, please. I hear Sci Guy. He's so hot and he's so cool.
Dude,
at them.
I want to know the Skype name.
That's like a Twitter chat.
The Skype name is Super Shadow Fan 20.
Okie doke.
Super Shadow Fan. Let's get him in here. Fuck it. Super.
Oh, what the hell?
Well, no, we'll like get him in for like 2 seconds.
Because this guy's a jackass.
Don't be a jackass. We're gonna humiliate him.
Oh my god, talk to me.
Oh, fine.
Talk to me. Oh my god. Like, no, shut up.
I didn't pick up. Aw, man.
They were trying to call me. That's what they keep trying to call me. Stop calling me.
He's busy, guys. You fuck.
Shadow fan, what's his name?
Who's?
It's Gianna Montgomery.
It's a girl.
Stalker fan.
It's a girl. Congratulations. Girl. Hey,
that's Shady. Not. That was all Shady. Shady's the one inviting her.
What? I'm not doing shit.
I don't. I'm not doing shit either. I was
inviting her.
Now they're saying what PsyGuy Skype thing.
It's hot lesbian sex.
Will rip her a new asshole.
No, I want to know her Skype name. You should give me your Skype name. Get Super Shadow.
I'll fucking
Super
fix
Shadow
this.
Fan give me a week. Team.
Give me someone a week and give me cake. I'll fix it.
Yes, you go. Super Shadow fan. What?
What in the
Super
the
Shadow fan 20.
Give me a fucking personal you fuck you.
Well, shut up. God damn it.
Do you want to know who I can invite though? Who isn't weird?
Musical Mike.
Musical
Mike. Fucking Mike.
I know.
Yay.
How about no help, Mike?
Oh, he had to be in a choir or something. Yeah,
yeah. Mike.
Well, did Mike just come back? Oh, cool.
Give me a PFU.
Okay.
Gianna says, let me please, I want in.
Oh, now she wants in. Also, hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Good evening. Hello.
The voice of God.
Hello.
I am back from my journey in the real world. Now
James
I'm here.
James Earl Jones.
Yes. That is my name.
I'm just hearing that come out of Simba, so apparently Simba's a big black man now.
And now.
Simba would be a black man because he was born from James Earl Jones' line.
He is absolutely black. His genes are my own.
The hand-me-down genes.
He's blick, y'all. He's blick, y'all. He's blickety blick, and he's blick, y'all.
All right, so how do you want me to do this one?
He's a naga.
Naked.
Naked.
I'll do it naked. Okay, but how would you like me to speak it?
Mike. Barry White.
Barry White.
Barry White. I can do that. Okay.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
Jeez, thanks, Shady. You're real supportive. Good lord.
A little support, Neos.
Alright, Shady, you tell him what voice to do.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ!
Dearest mother, I have risen from the dead to tell you. Fuck you, everything you stand for. Which can't be that much.
It's like creepy Jesus.
Jesus wouldn't say fuck you. I would know personally. Would not.
Shut David, up, middle David, class American David, Dave.
Middle class American Dave.
Why, David? I get that times divorced, but that doesn't mean you get to harass the fuck out of me because if you're because you're lonely, except you're spelled wrong. You should probably get that fixed. I don't think that's very good.
You can fix it, Jesus! God damn it!
You can fix anything.
Stop being such a jerk, Jesus!
Maybe that you could torment him! Oh, wait. You're spending thousands of dollars on them so they can shit in the carpet that I have to pick up. That last husband must have left some Mexican in you because you're always sleeping with animals.
Ow. Oh,
you left the Mexican
name. Your last name, Ramirez. Spell that out, you whore. Ram-I-R, easy. God damn it. Whoa, I'm sorry, Dad. I didn't mean it. I'm sorry.
Dad, damn it.
I'm sorry, Pop.
Someone is this mad. Seriously. Holy
just
Christ.
Just leave me alone. Just leave Brittany alone.
Son.
Oh. All right, now I want Mike to do the next one as James Wilson.
Oh, okay.
I want Mike to do the next one as the super deep voice he was doing because it's a personal race.
That is James Earl Jones.
That is.
Oh, wait. Not that one. Sorry. That one has been prescribed. No, stop.
It's been prescribed? What is it
it's
for an illness?
Prescribed.
Yes. Sorry.
What the hell?
Okay, that one.
So I'm doing the,
To the sick freak.
To the sick freak. Well, to the sick freak that wrote the Cars tentacle porn story, what the flying fuck on a freight train is wrong with you? I mean, good God, you have some kind of mental illness to think writing it was a good idea. I doubt anyone would find this arousing. Oh, sure, I've looked at a few furry fox and cat girls in my time and thought, well, you know, maybe. But I have never looked at a Ford Escort and said, God, I want to stick it in its tailpipe. Good Lord, what do you possess? What possessed you into thinking that she was good and that she should be shared with the entire world via the internet?
No, the entire Jesus. War.
World. Entire world.
World.
Interworld.
Why? Jesus, tap dancing Christ jumping on a pogo stick. If tentacle monsters really did exist, I wish one would violate a few of your offices for this incredibly fucked up story. You are seriously one disturbed individual. You need help, and even though I'm Mufasa in the skies, I cannot lead you to the circle of win. Sincerely, one pissed off son of a lion. I am disappointed.
I'm the sure circle of win.
The fucking Old Spice lion now.
The Old Spice. Look down. Look back at me. I'm in the clouds.
Look at your pride lands. Now back at me. Now look at your pride lands. Now back at me.
Suddenly your pride lands is at me.
Yes. Look at your pride lands.
Back
to me. Suddenly you're not on a window beach, but you can be Old Spice Lion King shampoo. Good for mains and good for women. You want it.
I think I'm dripping balls here.
Long live the king.
Fireflies.
Scar, drop him.
By the way, this is impeccable timing. You're right now. Just to refresh everyone's memory, is like Azu? A white dude. No joke.
Okay, Mike, now speak normally.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Damn it. Jesus Christ. What am I
doing? Shady. Shady.
My curtsy.
Yep.
You should read this because you haven't said like.
Put your back on me, Scar.
Oh no, Mike. You'd best you not turn your back on me.
Shut the fuck up!
Do you want to play a Yu-Gi-Oh match or not?
Listen to who this is coming from. Shut up. Okay, how am I doing this?
Mike, you decide what he does it as.
You are doing this as. Simba regretting Mufasa's death, but even though he wishes he could come back, he's excited about Microsoft.
Crazy Simba. Years ago.
Yes.
Simba regretting Mufasa's death?
Jinxer Simba, ready, set, go.
Dear Microsoft, fuck you and your Windows Live Essentials 2011 bullshit. I used to use Messenger daily, but now it won't start up due to my side-to-side configuration being incorrect and stuff. I have tried everything, and I can't find this error, but still, it persists. Fix it or give me instructions on how to fix it myself, please. I am not interested in buying Windows 7 at this moment, but I feel as if you are forcing me to buy it, and it was a bunch of some of the progress.
Wow.
Simba, you want a Macintosh.
For the first time, I have seriously considered actually making the jump to a Mac. That's not there or anything wrong with it. It's just that PC always be more familiar to me. What more? Thank you for making online gaming one of your selling points and then charging for the as-advertised version. It makes me regret buying 60. Then not being able to play the big time games on it without paying a monthly subscription. Hope you lose the console war, Simber Lion, for the win 214.
Oh, and just between us, you might want to work on that little halo of yours.
Do 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 do.
Kill him.
Oh, I just can't.
All right.
You got anything for creepy Dave?
Whatever. Here you go, Dave.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Sunday Sana squash banana.
What does that even mean?
Oh, it
means
God.
It's in the past.
It means how about the little.
Dave, read this real quick. If you want to do, do you want to do this one or a different one?
This one seems to be from creepy shady to myself.
I'll
so...
read it. I'll read it. I haven't done creepy shady.
Yes, please. Creepy shady. My twin, please. Carry on.
Okay. Dear Dave, why did you have to leave me when I was almost done? No matter. I'm gonna get a shower when you're doing tonight's workout.
Plank them cigarettes.
Plankton on cigarettes?
It's a very, it's a terrible thing to be on, cigarettes.
Gianna wants to come in, by the way.
Huh?
Gianna still
the
wants to
the
come
creepy
in,
stalker person wants to come in.
Mm. Nope. Sucks for her. Nope.
Nope.
Am I carrying on or what's happening?
Yeah,
carrying on. Continue, please.
Keep going.
Kicking the balls, you say? Ah, just saying that gets me all horny again. I wish you could have finished what your sweaty sex monkey started. No matter. When you sit at your desk and start drawing those GG Guys comics, that make me so horny.
I think I just threw up in...
My ass.
Just...
My ass.
I just vomited lightning.
How could I go back?
Just seeing your animated face. Don't take a deep breath, because I'm going to get you with some chloroform and have my way with you. P.S. Thank you for the mouthful. Sincerely, size asshole.
For a visual aid, by the way, to the chat, I could only hear this through his icon, which is the fox from Fox and the Hound. Which is very, very Don't be happy.
I don't see the icon. I see the picture of the girl.
Oh,
yes,
I'm still
I do too. Yeah.
Okay.
Even creepier from that face.
Are we going to move on to fan fiction, or are we going to keep doing?
Oh, what? Dave? Dave hasn't gotten one, so Dave.
Oh, yeah, Dave.
Get a creepy one.
It's not a creepy one, but
yeah.
Oh. Fuck! Fine, let me find one. God, damn it.
So, Mike, why did you get it? Mike, where were you, dude? How come you got home a little bit? You got home a little bit late.
Because we are awesome.
Killed by wildebeest.
Absolutely. You know what? I just there was a wildebeest that came along. I slayed it, and then I got.
You slayed it,
Mike. I'm sorry to tell you this, dude, but if you come back next week, we'll kill you.
Oh,
you're coming!
Jeff, come back!
You come back, we'll kill you!
Don't turn your back on me, whatcha?
Shut up!
Shut up, Ed.
They're just gonna.
No!
Oh god! If we do fan fiction, we gotta do this all as Lion King. You know what? Should we find a Lion King fan fiction? Because they're probably
no. We've got four. We're gonna save the fan fiction for next week because it's like 4 minutes and we'll be done.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Ah. Okay, here we go. I think this is... Alright, Dave. Here you go. And it's too shady, so this works out just fine.
Lovely.
Oh, yeah.
Yes!
Oh, man, oh, God.
Yes! Yes!
Now, dear Shady Fox, you are so cool to listen to. Your different voices are so hot and cool. I can see us in our dreams having all kinds of fun. I just love your sonic voice. It's so hot and I can hear myself and
what does it need? Does more echo?
Your sonic voice is so hot, it's super cool. I want to be the one that you can always wait. I want to be the one that you can always turn to when you need a shoulder.
to cry on.
Be prepared.
You're hot and nice, and I'm not dead about. So, come, Shady Fox, make me laugh until it's hurt you, hot stuff.
What's hurt you?
I don't know anymore.
Make me laugh until it hurt you, hot stuff.
And spelling.
Hold it. Really bad English Valentine's
Day. Ah, so good.
Shady Fox, make me laugh until.
Well, I think I'm gonna have to accept this invitation. I don't want to disrespect the family.
Yes. Are you gonna make him laugh until it hurts you, hot stuff?
Absolutely, I'm gonna do it until it hurts my heart.
Oh my god damn it, Mike, that icon, fuck you.
It's you like sassy Mufasa.
Yo, bro fist. Bro fist Mufasa. Boom, baby.
Bro fist Mufasa, that is amazing.
And yes, I must admit, I love that in someone. Someday. I hope that we can be married.
What?
That we can be married.
Is that what that's a person?
We can be married!
Hello, creepy stalker person.
Oh, piss monkey ass dick shit nipples.
Mary!
Alright, Martin, this is your doing. You take this.
Hey, what's going on, creepy stalker lady?
Hi!
Oh my god, you actually brought her in here?
This is not my doing, by the way.
But it's a twist! It's a twist! What's up? Welcome to the...
I'll be back soon. Yeah. Be right back.
What do you mean, be right back? You...
No!
You're
right back!
No, 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 you're not be right back! You fucking stay here! You're in here now! Here?
And then you leave!
No, 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 no.
How about a little break, stalker?
Which is $200 to be here!
Liz, we're getting the weapons. Okay, we're doing this right.
Sunday side, a squash banana.
Victoria's Secret. That's what Victoria's Secret is. When they come, you come to the store and they're like, come here, it's a secret, they go, Asante sa squash banana.
They go, oh, I'll be right back. Oh, this, be right back, you penis.
I'm throwing up because I'm so nervous because Sai is so hot, lol. Like,
it's okay, honey. You'll get over it.
Holy shit.
I'm back. Jealous.
Wow.
She's back, everybody.
Okay.
Hey, Sai.
Derek, oh, fuck me. What?
So sorry.
What?
What?
Give me a personal fuck you.
What?
No.
No. Martin, no! Come on, hon. This is your time to tear into someone live on the show.
Tell us something from within your heart.
The way this works is that, like, you ask people nicely to do things instead of, hey, I'm gonna bug you. Hey, isn't that cool? I'm bugging the fuck out of you. Isn't that awesome?
Who's gonna bug you? You mad, Liz? You mad? You?
You mad over 9,000 cheeseburger?
Well.
Hold on a second, guys.
No! What's that? What?
Jesus Christ!
No,
best troll ever!
Hey, Dirk, how's it going over there?
Dirk, I'm so sorry. This is the worst episode ever.
Bullshit.
Look at your witch out. Now back to me. Look at your witch out. Now back to me. I'll be right back.
Yeah, be right back, guys.
Help out a little. Oh, be right back, guys.
Everybody just be right back.
Hey, Martin, can I do voices? Can I do voices for you? Be right back.
Be right back.
Yeah, be right back.
Hey, Dan Green.
That's the title of the show is BRB.
I'll be right back.
Be right back.
Hey, Mufasa.
Everybody,
I'm about to release a new episode. I'll be right back.
No, guys, everybody just stop talking. Just leave her in silence.
Okay.
This is not silence!
Shut up.
Can't be my bad day. Comedy. Dude.
Hey, Sadie. Sadie.
Yes?
You gonna see the new movie, Mars Needs Mom?
Excuse me?
Be right back.
No, shut up. Excuse me?
There's a new Disney movie coming out.
That's not right. Disney. Is it
okay, Disney? Gianna, are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a new Disney movie coming out.
Yeah,
there.
It's called Mars Needs Moms.
Really?
Is that Disney, that movie?
No.
There's this new movie called Aladdin coming out.
Guys, I heard Aladdin's coming out soon.
Oh my god.
Hey guys, there's this
I hear
movie
that
out.
Robin
it's
Williams
Toy
is going to be
story,
in it.
And it's a story about toys.
Oh my
movie.
Fucking god, really?
Really? And there's a character named, like,
Gianna. Gianna. I do actually know about that. Be right back.
Okay, guys. Yeah, no, actually, I can answer this. Yeah, be right back.
How about a little help? Be right back.
No.
Well, you know what? Hey, I got something to say. I got something. Be right back.
All right. Yeah.
I'm serious. I'm the get up noise afterward.
I am like so goddamn
the
mad
king
that I'll be right back.
Like,
I'll be right back.
Said, be right back.
I have no sensitivity.
Blue. No, no, you don't.
No. Oh, someone hung up on you. That sucks. That's a shame.
I have no sensitivity. No, you're just a fucking idiot.
So, Dirk, that's our show. Thank you for being on. Thank you for being a guest of the first 30 minutes.
Thanks for Dirk, you're welcome on anytime. You're very cool.
Yes.
Oh, you guys are great. Thanks for having me on.
Sure, man.
The first half hour was like, hey, we like you because you're a respectable person, and we're going to talk to you about things like respect
stuff.
And not, hey, could I be on your show? Hey, Shady.
Hey,
be right back.
Okay, I actually have a genuine question.
Look,
now.
Here's the guide.
Do you know there's a new Disney movie coming out, Turk?
No,
it's a really good Disney movie. It's about, oh, hang on, be right back.
It's called, so you know what, all you need to do is wait, be right back.
Next episode, Son's gonna introduce us, we're all gonna be like, oh, okay, be right back.
Okay.
It's the secret word for the day.
Okay, guys, well, actually, I think we're gonna go for another hour, we'll be right back.
Yay.
Stop recording.